Jail sentence for woman convicted in Vice Crusade. Atlanta Journal, Friday, June 6, 1913. Mrs. N. Powell, charged with operating disorderly house on Spring Street, gets heavy sentence had enjoined. Chief from Raiding House case is one of few on record where a woman is sentenced to jail without alternative of paying fine misses. N. Powell of 95 Spring Street was convicted in the city criminal court Friday on the charge of operating a disorderly house and was sentenced to serve a term of 4 months in jail by Judge A.E. Calhoun. This is one of the few cases on record where a woman charged with operating a disorderly house has received a straight jail sentence without the alternative of paying a fine. It is understood that Mrs. Powell, through her attorneys, Jackson and Gober, will appeal from the decision of the city court. The case of Mrs. Powell is made doubly interesting by the fact that she, some time ago, secured a temporary injunction restraining Chief of Police Beavers from raiding her house or forcing her to move. Chief Beavers had given Mrs. Powell instructions to move before she secured the injunction, and the police official, when blocked in his effort to move the woman by the order of the Superior Court, resorted to the city court, where she was indicted on a charge of operating a disorderly house. Chief Beavers himself appeared as one of the witnesses against her in the criminal court and was instrumental in securing her conviction. The temporary order of the Superior Court has never been heard and is one of several similar injunctions which are standing against the police. Chief Beavers has often stated that attorneys have managed to impede his work in the suppression of vice through injunctions secured in the courts.